underway. Hearing submissions on the proposed Southland Water and Lands Plan before we hear from our submitters this morning. Anything from the reporting team?
Nothing this morning, thank you, sir.
All right, first submitters on our list are Hamish and Fiona Kidd. You here this morning? Yeah, come on up. We've got a table here for the submitters.
It's just Hamish today.
That's fine.
Yep.
Thanks for putting in the original submission, which we read, and I see you tabled some information today. Are you happy just to lead us through that, and then we'll see if we have questions for you?
Oh, yeah, I think that's the best bet, yeah.
Okay,
yep.
Good.
Yep. So there's only really two points that have been raised. Just to provide some context, I guess the property that we've got that the comments are made in relation to sort of is the Forest Hill Browns limestone escarpment in central Southland. It's the Bedrock Hill physiographic zone in terms of the proposed plan.
Yeah.
I thought I'd just run through some guide phrases to give you an idea of what the place is like and what that brought that general that whole escarpment's like really. It's rolling terrain, it's got sort of random grade changes. It's steep in parts, it's flat in parts, it's got broad gullies and ridges. It's got no uniformity in terms of that contour. It's got cliffs. So that sort of gives you a bit of a shows the scene of sort of what the ground surface is like if you haven't been there. The problem I see with in the context of rule 25A2, which is the one that I've sort of submitted on here, is that to comply with that requirement in terms of working ground, etc. It can't be fenced into uniform terrain groups, or even if it was, or could be, you'd end up with a whole bunch of different size paddocks if you were to try to achieve that. You'd potentially end up with isolated patches of old planting or bare ground. You'd end up with weeds establishment. But in terms of the property and that whole escarpment, a lot of that surface is graded at 20 degrees. Just the fundamentally, I suppose, the underlying issue that a resource consent regulatory control method is a cost and a process that would need inserted into already busy budgets and schedules. The solution, as I put in the submission there, I think, is to allow as permitted non-regular occurrences of working the ground, to enable pasture establishment and replacement.
Yeah.
So that's really it, I guess, in essence, all I have to say in relation to the first of the points that I raised in the submission.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you want me to go on with the next one?
Yeah, why don't you do the next one as well, and then we'll take questions at the end.
So the next one was in relation to the management plans, and in particular Appendix N and B4 of that. I suppose the key messages on that is the Overseer or other software like that's pretty complex sort of tool. Few have got that software. It's good for high input systems, good for nitrogen and potassium modelling. In practice, when you're using it, it's quite involved, which I've been involved with it a lot. There's about 13 pages of inputs into it for a start to even run the model. And I see the problems associated with implementing that is you would definitely need it annually, if not more, because the inputs parameters in those pages would change as your stock changes, as your crops and areas of crops change. So to be, a model at the start of the year, it could well not even represent that model even halfway through the year, sort of thing. So, there's a day, about a day of time for doing each of those, probably about $1,500 worth of work in doing an Overseer model. If it's done properly, that is. And that involves going to some farm and actually sitting down with the manager and extracting all the information for the front end of the model. And putting it all through and then developing a report. you know, I just sort of felt that, you know, nitrogen generation and subsequent loading on a, you know, on a sheep, beef and deer property, on that side of the farm system, it isn't really a problem. So I think it's not high input. It's not supplementary importation, doesn't really happen. So I see the solution for that is for low intensity dry stock farms is basically removing that B4 requirement from Appendix E. Yeah. That's really all I have to say on that particular matter, and that's, we didn't have anything else to say at all.
Well, it's been very clear. We'll see if we have questions on the board.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just wondered, when you mentioned in your original submission about the 20 degrees, whether 20 degrees as an average would be more workable in your situation?
No, I don't think so.
So if you did need to get a consent, what would you expect that consent to cover, and would you expect it to be quite a big issue or quite a relatively small, straightforward process that actually outlined one or two key parameters like setbacks and understanding where streams are and slopes are and that sort of stuff?
I wouldn't have to worry about streams and slopes, because it was streams, etc., because there isn't any of those. So, it would be reasonably straightforward for someone who does them a lot, I suppose. Just the whole aspect of doing one of those is the point I'm trying to make, because I don't think it's necessary. Yeah.
And just to pick up on Appendix N, Appendix N effectively writes down what a lot of people have in their heads or have in different folders, and you bring it all together in one place so that not only the landowner but also a sustainable officer from Environment South and or some other, it could be a farm advisor, can just come through and actually help make subtle changes on the way through to have a better environmental footprint. Is that sort of idea the right idea in that Appendix N?
Yeah, Appendix N is great. It's just B4 that's got a problem.
So somehow you'd have to record nutrient management or understand what leakage is, because this rule goes across all of South and not just your farm. So if there was a simpler tool or a tool that made it easier or more transparent for the farmer, would that be something of interest to you?
I don't know of any other tools. I've only ever used that
We've had some others on Mitigator, which apparently is a further development of Overseer to a farm scale. So there may be other things come around the corner that, while B4 in your terms doesn't actually fit the rule, but in the future something similar may actually be a better tool.
Yeah, I'll be open to that. Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Yeah, I'm just trying to get my head around deleting B4, and I'm wondering if you're suggesting, although you haven't said it, like some kind of threshold that if you don't use any nitrogen fertiliser and you have low maintenance phosphate, or some sort of threshold that would took you under the need to do Overseer rather than just to, yeah, it's going to be pretty tricky to...
Well, I think if you submit a management plan under Appendix N without it, maybe that serves as a screen and the council perhaps look at that and go, hang on, you're not high, you're not low intensity here at all. Go back and give us something like Appendix, something like B4 maybe could be an idea.
I'm just trying to work your suggestion through in my head, and thank you.
No questions, thanks.
Okay. Yes, thanks, Mr. Kidd. When you assessed the slopes on your property, how did you do that? Did you measure it with a tool of some sort, or?
Yeah, mobile phone app.
Okay. And how do you use that?
How do you use it?
Yeah.
Well, it's just have you used a mobile phone app? Or?
I've seen it, yeah. I just wanted to know how you use it on your place.
Well, you just open up the app and you put the phone on the slope, and you, if you want to just randomly find a slope or any sort of slope, that's what you do with your own. It just shows you what the grade is on the degrees.
Yeah.
So on your phone. But that's a very, you know, that's a...
A bit rough.
A raw tool.
Yeah.
If you had to do it, if you wanted to do it properly, you'd engage a 3D mapping service or something. Yeah. I would say be the way to do it. If you wanted to do it really properly,
We had some evidence presented yesterday which showed a map, and they devised that using a drone of some sort. Have you heard of that?
Absolutely. Yeah. True South have got one of those.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, I think I tried to sow the seed earlier that the land is, there's nothing uniform about it. So you're wasting your time with a phone trying to model your property.
Right. Okay, so one of those other tools.
Yeah.
So what proportion of your place is over 20 degrees then?
No, I haven't done a 3D model or anything, so I wouldn't be able to tell you.
No, yes.
I don't have a number in my head.
Okay. All right, now there's been some other questions about Rule 25 that I was going to ask, so that about Appendix N, the farm management plan, so you've given us some good ideas there, so thank you.
That's right.
You have a good feel for how steep you would cultivate on? How steep a land do you cultivate, do you think?
Oh, I've cultivated lots of steep ground, but to be honest with you, the health and safety at work ad dictates how steep you can work ground. Mm. It's not really, I see it more of that as the rule than an environmental concerns. Yeah.
And you say in your handwritten notes today, allow is permitted for non-regular occurrences. Can you give us a feel for what non-regular might be?
Sorry, say that again, Rob.
In your handwritten notes, in terms of being allowed to cultivate on the steeper slopes, you've said allow is permitted non-regular occurrences.
Oh, yeah. Well,
so
I just
non-regular, is that every few years or every few months? Or?
Oh, well, no, you don't replace grass.
Yeah.
You know, every 5 years.
So it'd be 5 to 10 year type rotation.
Yeah, the same bit of ground. Yeah. So, you know, if a paddock's in crop and you put it back in grass, you wouldn't, most people, certainly on this country, you wouldn't go and work it up again and put it in a crop within the next couple of 3 years. You'd keep it up grass for 5 years.
Yeah. All right, that's good. Thanks very much for coming in this morning.
That's all right. Appreciate the opportunity.
Next submitter is